The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Doctor. That's right. I said Doctor.
Are you a doctor?
I said Doctor David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, wait. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, what can our prayer warriors pray for you about? So when we're talking about prayer warriors, it's the people in the audience. I don't have any problem praying over you, with you, for you, and asking the Lord to bless you, but their faith is greater than mine, and we ask for all of us who are listening, to combine our faith and to petition the Lord. Just that simple. So if you've got a prayer request, got something that's going on and you need prayer, bring it to the Lord. Don't be goofy and pray at the end when you've done everything else you could possibly do and you've run out of options and now it's time to pray. Don't do that. Pray at the beginning, in the beginning of the scenario, the situation. Partner with God. That's the way to do it. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, any of those, don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But I'm telling you now. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. Now, that is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww.
Aww. So nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. As you know, the wonderful Detroit Lions decided to play the Thanksgiving Day game yesterday, so there's not a lot to talk about there other than they went from the Lions to the Kittens in the second half. Oh, well. What are you going to do? They had to have a good year, though.
They were winning, and they said, oh, wait, we're the Lions. We're not allowed to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it was as soon as they brought out the cranberry sauce, it was over. That and the stuff.
Right.
Anyhow, if you want to give us a call, you can do that. We support you in that. See, you got to go through life, enjoy what you can, and not sit there and go, woe is me. It's my birthday. Okay, so don't do that. All right, here we go. So you can either call us, 972-445-0770. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now, which sounds strangely like NPR, but we'll just figure that out. 214-210-8483. By the way, you know what NPR stands for? It stands for Not Professional Radio. Anyhow, so you can call us, you can text us, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with the goofy thing, hemustincrease from john330.org, because we're a nonprofit entity. We want you to make sure you understand that if you're in San Diego, where it's 11:36, if you're in Denver, where it's 12:36, Dallas, where it's 1:36, or Detroit, where it's 2:36, we have a traffic report for you right now. There is traffic. We have a weather report for you right now. There is weather. So now you got traffic and weather completely covered. Isn't that nice? That keeps it simple. By the way, we're going to be jumping into our teaching. Again, if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, if you got something you want to share, the Lord has done something in your life. Something happened in this last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 months, 12 years, 25 years, and you just want to share it, you have that opportunity to do so because we love to hear it. When you share a praise report, you are honoring God first. You are blessing other people who can hear it because they know that God is active. Plus, it reinforces it for yourself because you reaffirm the things the Lord has done by confessing them. Remember, salvation, you know, you believe with your heart, and then confession with your mouth, and that confession brings about the fullness of your salvation. That shows you how much power is involved there. So it's really important to get that. But if you've got a prayer request, let's bring it. Let's bring it before the Lord, petition and seek him and see what he has to say. In the meantime, we want you to be aware of a couple of very interesting things that are heading in our direction. We're going to be looking at bringing on the book of Revelation. We're going to be teaching that from four points of view. It could take 20 years. I don't care. I don't know why anybody else would care. We're going to get all four points of view. And why is that? And that answer is simple, because all four points of view on Revelation have really cool benefits. And the whole idea is to encourage one another, strengthen one another, and bless one another. And if it's more important for you to be right than to be close to God, I'll just make this really a simple statement. You're not very close to God. Okay, just there. That's pretty simple. We are, by the way, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 at what is for me, not for everybody else, but for me, one of the great, great, great resurrection texts, period, in the New Testament. Just love this. Here it is. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, and it says the following. But it has now been revealed by the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. It's such a powerful verse. We have to review it. We have to stand in it. We have to understand it. Verse 10, it says that Jesus Christ brought life and immortality, listen, to light through the gospel. That is a gentle, wise, powerful way of saying he brought the ability to see and to achieve or reach immortality through the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The part about immortality is that Jesus, of course, has risen again, never to die again. Therefore, his life is an example of what immortality is. But I want to focus in on, if you'll give me just a moment, the bringing immortality and life to light. What does that mean? You ever go into a room and it's dark and you have a lamp in there? Or do you have a light switch on the wall connected to a lamp? What do? You turn the light switch on. What happens? You can, get this, see everything in the room. Jesus turned on the light switch for eternal life. It's just so cool. He turned it on. Now, you have to understand, and we went back to this talking about Ecclesiastes, how God, and by his own witness, put inside mankind this desire to live forever, but this inability to achieve it independently. It's one of God's witnesses that he is the Lord. What's amazing is that man still, in his own mindset, in his own knowledge, in his own existence, has tried to pursue the fountain of youth, has tried to find the way to live forever. If you think the whole robotic and tech thing is any different in the pursuit of knowledge than anything else, you're just not getting the sinfulness of mankind. What they're trying to do is say, we will fuse robot and human and then make them together, and then man will live forever. It's the same pursuit that it's been for years and years and years. There's nothing different at all. Everybody's trying to live forever, but you can't live forever and have it be good apart from Jesus Christ. Sorry, that's the way it goes. And Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's the gospel? That God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever should to die for us, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is phenomenal good news. It is tremendous because Jesus took our place. And I know people don't like it, but I happen to like it, and you just have to bear with me on some of these things, but it's the great trade. Jesus comes knocking on the door of your heart and says, hey, I got a deal for you. I will give you my righteous life, and you give me your sin. I will give you my righteousness, which enables you to live forever, and you're going to give me all the junk that you have done, that you're going to do, and that you eventually will do, and I'm going to carry that away from you and then give you my righteousness. The trade is that you have to believe in me. You have to believe that I'm doing this. You have to believe my testimony regarding that. You have to be sorry, genuinely, knowledgeably sorry for where you were, and genuinely, knowledgeably blessed for where you are going. And then Jesus goes, you want to make that trade? And people say yes or no. You make that trade, you live forever. Listen to the power of this. Jesus makes this trade. Now when God talks to you, he puts on those goofy Jesus glasses. And you know, I know they're probably really hip and all these other things, probably colored red because of the blood of Christ. And he looks at you and he only sees the righteousness of Christ. Does that mean he doesn't discipline you? No, we're talking about eternity and how it's going to go for you that way. We're not talking about rewards. We're not talking about God's discipline. We're talking about spending eternity with God. So this trade that Jesus has given us is the trade for certain death and certain eternal suffering versus certain life and certain eternal blessings. And it's like, what a deal, right? I mean, that's the true, have I got a deal for you? I mean, it's just incredible. And Jesus has brought to light. He's brought it up. He's lifted it high. He's shined a light on it. And he's like, look. Here is life and immortality. I'm making it clear to you. Yes or no? Now, this is why churches always do some type of altar call, and most ministries do some form of altar call, because ultimately it's a decision. Does God know what that decision is? Yes, but he's not telling you. You don't know what all the decisions are, and you still have to make the decision. So you make the decision to say, yes, I surrender, I repent, I yield, I accept, receive, and rejoice at this gracious offer that you're giving me. And I say, yes and amen, you are Jesus, you are Savior, and you are Lord. And then life and immortality come to light. You not only see it, you start to walk in it. And what's most amazing about this is then, and we're going to talk about this in the second hour, which I find is to be fascinating, but then as the Holy Spirit is operating in you, you receive Jesus Christ by faith in your heart, then the Holy Spirit takes up actual residency in you, then all of a sudden you become aware of spiritual life. It's as though somebody took you and dropped you in a pool, dropped you in a pool all the way under of spiritual things, and now you can see things you never saw before. That's what bringing life and immortality to light means. That's part of the blessing and the grace. that he's enabled us to live forever with him. And all the stuff that you're going through, there are multitudes of scripture, not just what Jesus taught, but multiple times in Hebrew, in Romans, in 2 Corinthians, and many other places, in Peter and in James, where it's very clear that that which is coming far outweighs that which we are encountering. That which you're going through has no power in comparison to that what's coming. And what's coming is, and we always refer to it as dancing on streets of gold. That's because we can't actually come up with better descriptions. But the best thing you can come up with for heaven, it's greater than that, because eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him. And so it's like what's coming is past us. It's so good. It's amazing. So come up with the best thing you can get and then start recognizing heaven and being in eternal life with God through Jesus Christ, his redeeming work, and walking in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Heaven is going to be better than what you can come up with. That's the way you start a Monday, people. That just takes the blue out of Monday. Get it? All right, take a slow down, take a deep breath. Here's your first trivia question. How long did Jesus spend on earth after his resurrection? Now, your answer is in Acts chapter 1, verse 3, but I'll give you a hint. Is it 40 days, 10 days, or 30 days? How long did Jesus spend on earth after his resurrection? 40 days, 10 days, or 30 days? Your answer is in Acts chapter 1, verse 3. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website, because on the website there is so many cool things. It's not even funny how cool stuff. There's just like radically cool stuff. I mean, how cool? Radically. Thank you. Here's the bottom line. If you want to be an ambassador, that just means that wherever you go, we will give you free brochures and business cards or bumper stickers, anything you want. And you just hang on to them, and you wait for the Lord to open the opportunity to share with somebody, if that's what the Lord puts on your heart. You have no requirement to do it. We just ask you to be available to the Lord, part of our DNA, right? So we talk about that and just like, hey, here's a bumper sticker, here's this, here's a brochure. We got about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different brochures. All you got to do is go on the website and go under where it says Ambassador Program. Just follow the prompts. You'll figure it out. It's not hard. And we'll get you that material, and you can do that. I had something happen on Saturday where I had a young man, I had to pick up some things from Wally World. That's called Walmart. Wally World. And so we told, and he was looking at my bumper sticker, and he goes, I love it. So we started talking. Hey, right? What's my bumper sticker say? God created the universe. The dude can write a book. It's just like, there you go. So you can do that for free, no cost, no obligation, no requirements. Plus, on the website is a place to give. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatoto. Michemicho.
Okay, what do you think of that?
I agree.
All right. And you know what's funny about that is that very thing was in my dream the other night. Oh, no, it wasn't. That just sounded funny. There we go. You know, that's how we roll. You're like, well, what has that got to do with anything? Nothing. Neither do half the things that we do. But anything that we say, do, think, or process with you guys that can help you get one step closer, seize on that. If you can get one step closer to the Lord, it be worthwhile. Yes? Because the answer to everything is more of him. Period. Right? All right. Somebody is, in fact, ready to answer our trivia question, by the way. So we will send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. Cordelia and Joyanne.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi. We're sorry about the lions.
Thank you so much.
We have family from Michigan, and they were rooting for the Lions, too. They were sad.
Yeah, it was a good first half, and I'll take that. They did better this year than they've ever seen them do since I've been watching them. And so that's, you know, that's encouraging. But, yeah, they just, you know, true to form. The bigger problem is now when the Super Bowl comes, it's like, yeah, it's Kansas City, San Francisco.
Deflated, yeah. Well, anyway, We love how loyal you are. Well, we're here to answer the question, trivia question.
Let me set it up for you, and then you guys answer it. Here we go. How long did Jesus spend on the earth after his resurrection? Was it 40 days, 10 days, or 30 days?
40 days.
That is correct, Amanda! And in stereo. How good is that, ladies? That's it. And people don't recognize Jesus was on the, after he resurrected, he was around for a little while. It wasn't like he said, all right, I'm resurrected. Yeah. Guys, do a good job. See ya. And he hung out. And so it's just like, wow. I mean, how powerful was that time if you had hung out with Christ after the resurrection? It's like, oh my goodness. That's powerful all by itself.
He is such a wonderful Lord, and he gave us this beautiful day. It's just like a respite in the winter. And we do have a quick prayer request because we're actually in Heath Country where your Joshua is.
Wow.
We arrived early for our doctor appointment, and we're getting a little checkup in regard to the fungus in our home. And we know the Lord's going to provide us a home without mold, but that's what we're here for at our wonderful doctor's office in Heath. So would you pray for us to have an excellent visit, and that will be a blessing to all the staff.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up these two wonderful, precious sisters. They are our family. We love them, Lord, and I know you love them both so dearly. And we are asking you right now that you would bless their visit. I mean, not just let them have good news, which is always something we're asking you to bring about in our circumstance, but let them have a blessed engagement while they're there. Good fellowship, good opportunity to exalt and honor you. Let them be a blessing, and let the staff be a blessing to them and encourage one another just the way you designed it. And let them hear good news, so that they don't have to keep fighting that war on that front. They'll have other wars on other fronts, but let's bring that to an end. Just like you said in Luke chapter 22, verse 51, no more of this. Just bring that to them in their lives and bless them. Let them continue to be a blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. We love and bless you, and we're praying for Ace and Gary and everybody. Thank you, Dr. David. Carry on.
God bless you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. I think that's the first time we've had callers do it in stereo.
It's the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, you just never know, right? You're just like, okay, here we go. All right, here we go. The rest of this verse, and we've only got a couple minutes, so I want to close this out. So here's what Paul says. He says this in verse 11, which he was appointed a preacher, apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. As we're concluding this section on Paul's words, he says a couple of very interesting things. He says, I know whom I have believed. This might be a crucial element for each one of us operating in the true principle of faith. We should know whom we have believed. We should not just know of him. We should know him in a close, intimate relationship through, and here's the key Greek word, experiential knowledge, epignosa, which is the Greek word, which has to do with knowledge through contact. What does that mean? When you meet somebody, that contact that you have with them and that exchange that takes place as you get to know each other, that's epignosa. That's what we're supposed to have with God. It's not a head knowledge separately. It's a connect knowledge, a knowledge with relationship, a knowledge with an understanding of a growing relationship. So he says, I know whom I have believed, that word no epigenosa, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him unto that day. You have to believe, you have to stand in faith that the Lord holds everything you've done and is able to bring it forward in the time of your rewards, and you will see it and it will be manifested. That is what it means to believe that we know whom we have believed and that he is able to keep. He's committed to keeping what we've committed to him. He's committed to keeping it to reward us later. That's pretty cool, right? All right, if you're in San Diego or if you're in Denver or Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org and listen on. If you're in Dallas, stay listening. Take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
I was driving down I-30 yesterday, and it was stop-and-go traffic. There's, I guess, an accident up ahead. So I was putting along at 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, and this little sports car would speed up and get right beside me, and then he'd fall back. You know, just kind of we're shuffling back and forth. He'd go, and I'd go, and he'd go, and I'd go. And I just was watching out of the corner of my eye and just kind of mindlessly driving at 20 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, I hear this little beep, 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 beep. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? And I looked out of the corner of my eye, and he drove right up next to me. He had his windows rolled down, and he gave me a big old thumbs up. And I said, what's he giving me a thumbs up for? I was kind of expecting, when you have somebody honking at you, you're expecting something else, you know? And then I realized I have that bumper sticker on God created the universe. He can write a book. And then he just sped off. He slowly drove off at 20 miles an hour. But I just thought that was neat. That's the first time that anybody's really gives a thumbs up for a bumper sticker. Usually people that have bumper stickers, it's to hold their bumper on their car. But
I just wanted
to share that story.
That is an awesome story. First of all, it's really good that he gave you a thumbs up and didn't use any other fingers. So let's just say that's for sure. And then the other part about that is that that's cool because whether he's listening to the show or not, he agrees with you, knows that that's true. Hey, look, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Let's just get that. Well, let's get that squared away, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He might be listening to the story, to the radio now.
That's exactly right. What a blessing. That's cool. And we do have those bumper stickers. So, we only have so many, but we're going to do an ambassador program, and that'll give people an opportunity to put the bumper sticker on their car if they want to. And nobody wants you to do anything to your car you don't want to. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that story. And that is a great story. And see, every time we're in traffic, we think something bad's going to happen. Instead, hey, there was something good that happened. Somebody standing with you in the faith, perhaps a fellow listener saying, right on. Just right. That's the right target. I bet that blessed you at the moment, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, I love that. Oh, good job. good job in being an ambassador just by sharing that bumper sticker and just by proclaiming the truth. Some people will read that and they might go, I don't know, but it sure challenges a lot of people, doesn't it? It's like, you got to think that through, don't you?
The David Spoon Experience.